This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Think for a moment about human love. What happens when someone is in love with another person? That person will desire nothing more than to serve, please, and be close to the one they love. And this service is not motivated by begrudging obligation, but rather a deep inner drive born directly out of that love. Love speaks for itself. When you love someone, you do what pleases them. And your greatest joy is in pleasing and serving the one you love. It is an honor to serve the one you love. Imagine for a moment that you're in the presence of a famous person. Now, I know I'm not in Southern California at the moment, but suppose that you meet Kobe Bryant. How would some people act? Can I get you something? A glass of water? Can I tie your shoe? And then imagine getting to tie Kobe's shoe. Then you go back home and you tell everyone, I tied Kobe's shoe. Now, you may not care about Kobe, but you understand the sentiment here. There is an honor in serving the one you love. There is tashrif, and it is only once that love is gone or weakened that serving that person goes from being an honor to just being a burden. It goes from tashrif to only taklif. Sadly, our worship of God is like this, just a burden. We don't pray to seek refuge from the storm of our lives. If we pray at all, we do it to get it out of the way. Or maybe because our parents won't stop nagging until we do. Somehow we have forgotten that if we don't pray, we harm no one. Not Allah, not our mothers, not our fathers. We harm only our own selves.